So we do have Kutcher Edwards, our brother, joining us. Kutcher Edwards, live from Yarvan up in New South Wales, Sydney, New South Wales. Are you there, brother?
Hello, Kerry Lee and Gav.
How you going, Unc?
I'm good. I'm not at Yarvan yet. We're still at the motel where...
Oh, you could have pretended you were there.
Oh, okay. have a look at the stage there, will you?
Oh, yeah, I can hear a bit of sound in the background. I just got tears come to my face when I heard your voice, Kutcher.
So what, all our legendary singers up there in Sydney this year?
Yeah, we lost you down here, eh?
for some reason, you've got a big...
audience.
Big mob of people playing at Treasury Gardens today, and so that should be good. But I had to get out of the out of Melbourne because of the weather yesterday. How hot was it?
Oh, shocking!
Too hot at 44 degrees. Eh?
Meltdown.
Meltdown.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, even my kitty cat, he likes to go on the balcony, and she walked out, took two paces, and then ran, bolted straight back inside.
Well, geez, you wouldn't want to be a bird flying around yesterday. They would have just dropped out of the sky, wouldn't they?
Yeah, and today too, with all the rednecks around, eh?
Yes, but, today's about acknowledging our survival over, way beyond 200 and something years. We've been here since day one of creation, and that's what we as people, we're the physical manifestations of the here and now of our ancestors, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So, it's hard to conceptualise, I'm 53 years old, trapped in a 53-year-old body, but I'm 80,000 years old. People need to remember that,
Yeah. And people do forget that, don't they, within this hashtag change the date, hashtag abolish Australia debate.
Yeah.
I think
a
lot of non-Indigenous people just aren't educated about our history, Kutcher.
And there are those hashtags, but like Gav was just explaining, my nephew... up in Swan Hill, and I had to sit in a meeting Thursday just gone at Preston Dean Department of Human Services, and one of my grandnieces taken off my niece. So the door is still revolving. And
I'm so sorry, Kutcher.
I understand that people want to change, the date and debate about change the date, but for me, there are too many personable things that are happening in my life and our lives, Gav. We're all one family. From Wamba Wamba and Mutti Mutti, we're all Wadi Wadi people.
Yep.
There are things in our families that are happening that have really nothing to do with the 26th of January.
And you know what you say there too? That's when I speak to my mum about this date. My mum doesn't give a stuff about it. It's just another day because we suffer every day as Aboriginal people, 365 days of the year.
Yes, so to concentrate on a hashtag or...
Yeah.
I understand that there's this movement towards a better tomorrow, but when our kids are dying... in the streets, I'm not going to allude to anything. But when our kids are dying in the streets and our kids are still being removed by the people who removed me and my family, the same stroke of a different pen, but the same people are signing those decrees to remove our children from our families. And so today is about remembrance. Today is about survival. Today is about being proud of who we are and who we're connected to, are we supposed to say Happy Australia Day to all them mobs behind bars? How can we say that to our people who are the most imprisoned people on the planet?
And that's who we should be thinking of today too. Yeah. I think of our brothers and sisters, of course, who we do work with the Beyond the Bars project. Yeah. I wonder what it would be like for our brothers and sisters today on the inside.
Gavin's sitting there. Gavin's sitting there and his cousin, my nephew, over in the States, you know. Happy Australia Day to Russell, you know. How do we proclaim that to our people who have been thrown from pillar to post, you know? And that's, we've got to remember these things when we are so, in a sense, privileged to be in this country. Well, we're not. Yeah, it's a hard dynamic to even articulate with their words, you know, English words. I'd rather be speaking to you in Mati Mati language or you know what I mean? And so we're using their language to, sometimes there are not English words that can explain what's in an Aboriginal's heart or spirit, you know. And so today is survival. Today is, I'm happy because, you know, I'm not happy in a sense that my spirit is happy. I'm happy that I get the opportunity to sing my song line in Sydney.
Yeah, that's right.
And for my people in Sydney, even though I'd rather be doing it in
Melbourne. Of course, Kutcher. Who else is playing up there at Yarban alongside you on stage?
Well, just Joel Winnetong just walked in front of me before.
Yeah.
So Last Connection, my brother Roger Knox.
Oh, send him our love, please.
Shakaya.
Oh, deadly.
My nephew, Isaiah Firebrace, and Thelma Plum.
Say hello from Kerry Lee
and
Gav at 3CR.
Yeah. So everybody, especially you too, and when you cross to Robbie in Canberra, but today is the yin and yang. Do you know what I mean?
Totally, isn't it?
We have to celebrate our existence and our continued connection to this place, but we also remember the lost years. Do you know what I mean? And so, thanks to 3CR, and I'll have a. I'll do what I need to do up here and I'll be home tomorrow.
Yeah, give us a shout out on the stage, at Yarban, bros.
Yeah, that's
it. Thanks very much, bro.
Thank you, Kutcher Edwards, for being so kind and generous, of course. Bye-bye. Thank you, my brother, who is currently up in Sydney attending the Yarban Festival.